This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest tonight is a man who plays double bass, composes, and he's making a habit of winning awards. He's played with all the greats in the Australian jazz business and has obtained his Masters of Music in New York at the Manhattan School of Music, where he went to perform with many international jazz greats in clubs and festivals around the world as well. It's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes bass player Sam Anning.
Thank you very much, David.
It is great to have you here, Sam, and my congratulations to you on winning the Bell this year for your album Across a Field as Vast as One. It is a really beautiful album to listen to. It also won the Music Victoria Award last year as well. So two awards in 1 year.
That's right, yeah. And it was shortlisted for the Australian Music Prize as well, the top nine, which is quite a surprise.
But it says something about the quality of the album, both technically and the musical content, doesn't it?
I like to think so.
I think so. Now, from my mind, there's three main components of a production such as this. It's the musical composition, the musicians, and then the technical side of things in the recording. So I have three questions.
Sure.
What was the catalyst to compose the music that eventually became Across a Field as Vast as One?
There was many catalysts. Is that the plural of catalysts?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. it really is a collection of around 5 or 6 years worth of experimenting, collecting little ideas and little practice things that will come out of my brain, and inspired by world events and obviously the passing of Alan Brown and the impact he had on my life.
What impact did Alan have on your life?
Wow, it's fairly epic. It's hard to sum it up in a word. But he really did. He used to say this thing. He said that those who go for it are doomed to ecstasy.
Oh,
I think it's
wow.
Come from a poem. Yeah. He was a huge fan of poetry, but he would always say that. And just in everything that he would say, you'd had this feeling like everything was going to be all right. And he used to say that. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. And it was. It just gave you this feeling that everything was going to be cool. And it gave you the freedom to be who you are and be creative and, yeah, make music the way you want to make music.
Get out there and do something and don't worry about what others think.
Exactly.
What a great positive impact to have on someone.
Yep. Yeah. And young people, like he really didn't see like age or you know, race or anything. He was just totally open kind of guy.
My understanding is that he was that type of person to everybody.
Yes.
There wasn't any selection. Everybody got the same support and love and care and encouragement.
That's right. You had this feeling like he was family, like straight away. That's how it was. Yeah.
What a great way to have, would you call him a mentor?
Absolutely a mentor, yes. And to everybody in Melbourne, you know, the hole that he's left, you can really sense it. Like just listening to Margie Lou just before, and you can hear Alan Brown, that he's not there and he's totally there. The same with Andrea Keller's Transient Trios. You know, they're inspired by trios that she played with him in various situations. And, yeah, you know, he's left this legacy and he's just been a huge impact.
Yeah, he's certainly been mentioned by so many of the local musos, and whether it be in gigs where they're remembering him or whether it be in albums where they make comment that this is for Alan or something along those lines. It's just amazing.
That's right. And he, you know, it's really testament to the fact he didn't see genre as well. I'm looking at this painting that you have here. It says, never try to fit into any boxes. And he was exactly that. You know, he was at home playing like free, wacky jazz as much as, you know, like the ragtime and old school stuff. It was just, he just loved playing
into
music.
Everything. A musician's musician.
Yes.
Very much so. Which brings me to the next question. How did you select your musicians to play on this award-winning album?
I guess it's half my Perth family, musical family, and half my Melbourne musical family. Matt Jodrell and Carl Mackey, we grew up playing together. I think I was 19 and they were putting a band together and they needed a bass player. And I remember going to audition and I was so nervous and just like, these are my heroes. And I mean, they were maybe a couple of years older. They're not that much older than me. But I really had this, like, I was in total awe of them and just loved them so much. Yeah. And then they've moved to Melbourne. And so that's great. And then Julian Wilson and Andrea and Danny. Andrea and Julian especially, we formed one of the trios, the transient trios with Andrea. And yeah, and Danny Fisher, who's a great drummer who I love his playing as well. And it's sort of, yeah, it just made sense.
It made sense indeed. I did notice that you're up against Matt actually in a couple of the awards. The Best Australian Jazz Work of the Year. And where is he? The Best Australian Instrumental Jazz Album as well. So you're all in good company.
That's right, yeah. And that's an amazing album, Echoes of Harlem, if you haven't heard it. Yeah,
I haven't heard it. Having said that, I do have Echoes of Harlem tonight on the show, and the album is on its way to me.
Oh, fantastic.
As of, when did I order it? 2 days ago, I think it was.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to getting that enjoying it immensely, no doubt.
That album actually has my teacher from the Manhattan School of Music,
the
bass player, Jay Anderson.
Ah. Yeah,
so that's really cool.
I'll be able to listen to it and say, he taught Sam Anderson. I've learned something.
Oh, my God.
What did you look for in a recording studio for the album? What as a musician, what do you look for in a recording studio?
Actually, the hardest thing to deal with these days is the piano. Trying to get a decent piano with a good recording studio around it is the challenge. So Alan Eaton's, I knew Ross Cockle working there, great engineer. Also, Andrea's a Yamaha representative, so she was able to get the piano in. So, yeah.
So it's a Yamaha piano we're listening to on the album?
That's right. This album was brought to you by Yamaha.
Well, look, that's a perfect time to say my guest on Bent Notes is the winner of this year's Australian Jazz Bell Award for the Best Instrumental Album. It's Sam Anning.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Sam Anning, the album is called Across a Field as Vast as One. It's won at least 2 awards in the last year and been nominated for a 3rd, maybe more perhaps, you don't know about?
We'll see, yeah, hopefully.
How personal an album is this album to you, Sam?
Very much, yeah. It's been a huge, chunk of my life that I feel I've poured into it, you know, just the sort of different points along the way, you know, people passing away, and I feel like it's an honest representation of how I write and what I want to say.
And it's not just a bit of pop music you've just popped together in 5 minutes and put onto the album?
No, it's that as well.
A little bit of popular feel in there sometimes.
I guess so. I feel strongly that great art should speak to everybody. So I guess there's a bit of something for everyone. And I don't mean that in a sort of kitschy way. I want it to be still something that's an honest expression of myself. But yeah, I want children to like it. I want people who hate jazz to love it.
That's a good way to go, I reckon. An excellent way to go. It's certainly not some of that music that you hear a little bit and you think, I have no idea what they're talking about, what they're doing, and you'll turn it off and go to something else. You will actually sit and listen to this one.
I hope so.
And I understand that people are sitting and listening to your album tonight right across Australia on probably all the jazz shows across community radio would be my guess.
there's a few of them playing today. It's quite hilarious. Yeah.
But you're here at Joy tonight, so thank you very much for taking your time out to come in. When you have such a personal connection with the music, how do you balance the needs of you as a composer and musician in meeting the sounds that are in your head with responsibilities as a producer in producing a great sounding and an engaging album for the listener? You've just mentioned writing something that you want everyone to listen to. So how do you balance those two opposing aspects, perhaps?
Sure. I guess the first question is the musicians, as we spoke about Matt, Carl, Jules, Andrea, and Danny. You know, really bringing their voices to the music, especially when you're writing for improvising musicians, because there's so much of the music that you're going to give them a map and you hope they're going to navigate to the right place. You know, the relationship I have with them, I knew that they were going to go in the right direction. And then after that, there's a bit of letting go. You have to let them do the navigation, and more often than not, it goes in a way that just exceeds your expectations, which is a really nice, surprising moment. You know, it really, like, I owe a lot to them for the making of this album.
As you say, you've got Matt Jodrell, trumpet and flugelhorn, Carl Mackey, alto sax, tenor sax, Julian Wilson, tenor sax and bass clarinet. Andrea Keller was another nominee at this year's awards. And in fact, she won the Best Australian Jazz Ensemble of the Year for Five Below Live, which, if I turn that album over, double bass, Sam Anning.
Oh, dear.
You're there as well.
Yeah, you can't get rid of me. Yeah, I just turn up to people's gigs and live recordings and just jam along. And they have to put me on the...
You've got to get it on the album, and then Danny Fisher on the drums. The piece we heard just a moment ago was called Talking Wall. It was a little different to the other ones. In what fashion? Why was it a little bit different?
That one, it came from a more theoretical... The composition process was a more theoretical standpoint than the other pieces. It was more heartfelt than the Sweethearts and Sunflowers and stuff were more, you know, songy kind of just ideas that I had writing at the piano. Whereas this one was figured out more like a mathematical equation on a piece of paper, you know, and then put it in front of the band and you go, oh, that's what that sounds like. Okay, cool. All right. And then put it in front of this band and it just sounds, so much, it doesn't sound like maths anymore. And it's,
So maths written without an instrument in front of you as you write it?
That's right. That was the challenge, was for me to write without the instrument.
Wow. and then to put in front of the band and see what happens.
Yeah, well, you end up with a different elements of your language come out when you write in different ways. It's a really exciting way to work.
It must be indeed. Would it be similar to Beethoven writing when he's deaf?
Yeah, it would be. But I imagine by the time Beethoven was deaf, he just had a huge, he didn't need... He didn't need to hear it.
He knew what it was going to sound like.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're writing a mathematical equation, you've got no idea what it sounds like at the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Well, that's interesting. Sam, where do you see awards such as the Bells and the Music Victoria Awards, where do you see their value in a musician's career?
Yeah, there's a few different aspects to it. One is the financial aspect, which is really great to receive some money for the Bell Awards. And I thank, everyone at the Bell Awards and Albert and... everyone for that opportunity, and I've basically already spent that on recording another album.
Oh, when's that due out?
Next year at some point. I'm still in the, triage stage, where I'm still in a bit of shock after recording it.
A bit of shock at getting something more than what you expected?
Well, other way around, actually. It happened with this album, which is people have seemed to like. Afterwards, I felt funny about it, just didn't feel like I got there, and felt weird on the day, because you're taking care of so many different aspects. You're taking care of the music, all the other musicians and stuff, and so you just start you don't feel present, and so you have no idea really what went on. And then after a while you listen to it and go, oh, that was pretty cool.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah,
you've had your producer's hat on too well on the day and performed, and away you go.
Exactly.
Oh, Sam, I thought we'd have a listen to some more of your music, but not necessarily off this award-winning album, off another one, off the Five Below Live from Andrea Keller. I thought we'd have a listen to Warm Voices, which we will do shortly. But I want to say a very big thank you for dropping into the studio tonight here at Bent Notes. I've wanted to get you in the studio for quite some time. It's great to have you here finally, and really appreciate your time. It has been a thrill to be able to chat to you here tonight, and particularly to talk about that award-winning album. I wish you every further success in your musical career. Make sure you get us a copy of the album.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Sam, very much for coming in.
Thank you, David. Thanks, Jet.
My guest on Bent Notes has been bass player, composer, and winner of awards, Sam Anning.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.